You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, and sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, we're going to learn how to eat healthy, whether you like it or not, and you're not going to go broke doing it. Plus, you'll hear all about a shocking collection of oddities from the Ripley's Believe It or Not people. Right here on the program, let's meet the friends waiting for her Halloween costume to be delivered in the mail. It's Erin Myers.
Yeah, well.
Hey, how about that microphone, Erin?
Next to me. Oh, at least I hit the button this time, though. All right. Well, anyways, yes, Walmart, they are in hot water for the marketing of their Halloween costumes. And yes, it's a weighty issue.
Can't take the TV out of the girl. His halls are decked with special stories for you. Jay Capadonia is here.
Shopping can be really annoying at times, but I'm going to tell you what has some shoppers totally upset.
And distraught over his breakup with Jennifer Lawrence, Chris Martin is taking a personal day off.
Oh.
That's so sad.
Yeah, it is. Let's get started. All right, y'all set with this radio technology there, TV gal?
The microphone is right in front of me, and the on button has been pushed. Yes,
see,
I'm good to go.
We don't have a guy with a boom mic holding it in front of
That's
you.
That's what. Yes. You
know. Is that what you're used to?
No, I'm not.
Being pampered?
No.
This is radio,
no.
Girl. You better dig deep. Come on now.
Not that pampered. No, I usually hold my own mic, so that's weird not having it in my hand, holding onto it. That's what it is.
All right. Well, hang on.
Button pushing is still hard for me,
There's a really dirty joke in all of
Probably.
This that we're talking about.
That's
but,
okay.
Okay.
We're strapped in. We're going to hold on for the ride, and Erin is here with our first story, and it's a trip through Walmart.
Yes, Walmart. Apparently, they are in trouble a little bit over a subsection for Halloween costumes on their website, which they labeled fat girl costumes.
Oh.
And yeah, so most of the costumes
what,
in the section...
What, if I want to dress like a fat girl?
No.
So not like a fat suit, like you don't go as a fat girl.
No, it was a section that led to costumes for... plus size women, and they called it fat girl costumes.
Oh. So they said, all right, fatties, here's your section.
Yes.
Oh,
you know.
Come on.
And the thing is, though, all the women are actually, like, plus size women, they're all small ladies in the section, too. So even that, you're kind of like, what the heck is going on here?
Well, but, how big are we talking?
I mean, small ladies, I would say not, I mean, when they say
like size
plus
eight,
size.
Size 9 in
yeah,
that range?
8, 10, 12, not big ladies.
Do they make bigger
them.
Costumes like that? Or do you have to, like... take the curtains down and make your own.
Oh, no. That's so mean.
Well, I'm asking because I don't know.
I think they do.
You get into the double digits before you even start to use phrases like fatty, right?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Sure.
But, I mean, people don't use those phrases for themselves.
Not in today's society.
Back in the day when you used to buy a suit, they had a size called portly.
Portly's better than fat girl.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot better.
Or husky.
So you can call a girl husky? All right.
I don't think so.
That's good to know.
I don't think so either. You're
going
to be in the doghouse.
But these are costumes in the 12, 14, 16,
probably.
20 range, right?
And they're cute costumes, and I guess Walmart, they did take it down already and apologized, and they're not sure how it got put up in the first place.
Are they the slutty, sexy costumes for fat girls? A big girl, a plus-size girl?
Come on.
No, they're just, you know, like a witch, and yeah, there is a sexy witch, and it looks like a vampire, things like that, or a flapper, but you know, nothing crazy.
There's, for you, Jay, hashtag Walmart greeter. There's a job waiting for you.
Okay, the donuts and the fat girl costumes are over there, ladies. You guys
All right.
are over there.
And springboarding from that to reality, someone who's probably shopped a great deal at Walmart. What's up with Mama June?
Yeah, I'm surprised she doesn't have her costume there. You know, she could be a character for Halloween. But I guess, you know, last week they canceled Here Comes Honey Boo Boo because of allegations that Mama June is dating a convicted child molester named Mark McDaniel, who apparently she did date before she got married. Now, on Friday, Mama June's eldest daughter, Anna, who's 20, said that she was actually the 8-year-old who was molested by the man she is supposedly now dating. And she keeps denying it. Mama June's denying the relationship, but there's evidence, there's photos of them house shopping. So there's pictures of them together. Uh-oh. And, you know, he's with Honey Boo Boo, the little 9-year-old. So they're saying that she could actually be in more trouble and child services could look into her. They
is he one
said
of those
are.
Guys they you see in the audience sitting alone at the at those little kid beauty pageants?
Oh, no. Yikes. Like the creepo?
Yeah.
There's the total creepo?
That one there, but no.
That's right. And is he one of those guys, that one?
Probably.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So the show's canceled and she could be in bigger trouble and could maybe even get her kids taken away. But,
yikes.
You know, it's a problem.
How old is the oldest one now?
20.
Oh, 20.
And that's
okay.
The one who said she was molested by this man. Yeah. So it's drama.
Yeah, it is.
You know, when you come up with comedy, very often when you're looking for a situation or a character, you'll make two columns and put in jobs or characteristics in the different columns. And then you'll connect the dots between two completely incompatible concepts, you know, like a space alien and school nurse. And so now you've got a school nurse who's a space alien and the comedy ensues.
Right.
Let's connect the dots with this next story.
Yeah,
explain to me, Aaron, do you know where I'm going with this?
I'm not sure.
Well, you're talking about who you're talking about here.
Lululemon, yes.
Okay, Lululemon makes those see-through yoga pants.
Yes, and they got in a lot of trouble for it because the guy who runs the company said that it wasn't the pants that were the problem, it was the women wearing them.
Yes, of
course. So not very nice.
Well.
Yeah, and then now connect the dot to the other column.
Yes, the Dalai Lama.
What? What?
Isn't that exciting? Yes, I guess Lululemon and the Dalai Lama are partnering
comedy?
Probably. People aren't finding it that funny, actually. They're a little angry because they think that Lululemon is doing this to try to rehab their image from all of their past scandals. But they are partnering for the next 3 years to donate $750,000 to the Dalai Lama Center for Peace and Education, which is going to help build the heart and mind and well-being in children and youth. But people not very happy about it. One, they're saying the Dalai Lama is a sellout because he's partnering with an actual business.
How dare you call the Dalai Lama a sellout?
Well, that might be my own words right there on that one, but yeah.
Well, here's what I wonder. The Dalai Lama, of course, has arrived at a place of enhanced consciousness, enlightenment.
Right.
You know, far beyond what any of us mere men can imagine, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think he views a pair of yoga pants the same way we normal men do?
See-through ones, probably.
Do you think he reacts the same?
I got no comment.
Do you think he has the same
response? I am not going to talk bad about the Dalai Lama at all. No.
What does the Dalai Lama fantasize about, Jay?
You think he is going to be the face of Lululemon now? He's like, hey,
they're using his image. Yeah, I think they are for
marketing
purposes.
No, I think what's going to happen is Lululemon's going to come out with yoga pants with a picture of the Dalai Lama emblazoned on
the
ass cheek part of the of the yoga pants.
So you can't see what's underneath it?
You know, like the one.
That's
like the,
a good way
the
to.
The ones that used to say juicy.
Right.
Dalai Lama across the booty.
Yeah. Or just his
face.
That's
terrible, but then you're sitting on the Dalai Lama's face all day.
Well,
that that's sounds
brutal.
Horrible.
That's that didn't
again,
come out right.
No, I have to wonder what the Dalai Lama fantasizes about.
I don't know. He will strike you down. He's got connections.
Does he have those powers?
I think
Probably.
So.
We're in trouble.
Right.
Big trouble.
Well, we knew that before we even walked into the studio, but people have this time of the year, they get nervous. They get anxious about the holidays arriving, and there are some visual cues out there that I think feed that anxiety. Jay?
A new survey suggests that shoppers are ticked, a majority of shoppers are ticked, when they see Christmas decorations before Halloween. Now, this is the week of Halloween, as we're doing the show live. It's just a few days before Halloween. Have you guys been into the stores lately? It is Christmas bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
Well, they've had the Christmas trees up at Costco for 3 months already.
Really?
Well,
that's ridiculous.
The ones for sale.
Have you noticed they kind of just skip over Thanksgiving now, too? Like, it doesn't really exist.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, all you do is gorgeous. Like, the retail shops, they're like, look, Thanksgiving belongs to the grocery stores.
Yes.
How do we beat them? You know, well, a personal shopping website firm, whatever, richrelevance.com, surveyed 1,000 shoppers, and they found that 71% of those people polled are annoyed or very annoyed when they see the Christmas items in the store prior to Halloween. Here's the interesting part. 59% of millennials, so kids between the ages of 18 and 29, were bothered by the practice, but it's a lot lower than the national average because they've grown up with this already. They've already been institutionalized to the Christmas decorations before Halloween, and they say the practice will basically age out. So in the next 20 years, people will see Christmas decorations before Halloween, and nobody will be annoyed because nobody will know any different.
Yeah. Well, they'll probably just have them all year then, all year round.
You think?
You can get ready for Christmas at any time.
God. So, like, just have a store that is only Christmas?
They have those already. But
I'm annoyed by it.
Everywhere will have that.
It's ridiculous. I mean, let's celebrate them one at a time, and as soon as Black Friday hits or Thanksgiving hits or the Thanksgiving Eve, that's when you can puke Christmas all you want. But you gotta wait.
Puke Christmas.
Well, you know.
You make it sound so heartwarming and
special. Well, all the stores,
special.
You know, it's like, look, let's make it about the holiday, not make it about the bottom line. Just saying.
And when they do take these surveys, these people, when it's a Christmas-related survey, the folks should always be North Poled.
I'm not even laughing. Nope.
Wait, you're not going to encourage me?
Nope. Not gonna happen.
I think we need a creepy clown craze update, but that's coming next here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. All right, here we go. Another segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron and Jay are here. Chris has the day off. He'll be back someday. No, we promise he will be back.
He has to get over his heartbreak first.
Yeah, the whole Jennifer Lawrence thing.
Do we know who broke up with who?
Well, let me just see. I've got some detail on that. And if you'll give me a second, let me just call it up here. She's reportedly dumped Chris Martin.
Oh!
So he got dumped.
Because he's still too close to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh.
A source says that Jennifer just couldn't compete and didn't want to, and Chris is clearly not over Gwyneth, and his main priority is his kids. Jennifer really respects him, but she wants a man of her own.
Oh, who can fart in front of her?
That's right. That we had that story a week or so ago.
Yeah.
Not a skill every girl needs a guy to have, I'm telling you.
No,
pass on that
but
one.
But Jennifer wants that. And Chris, I don't know, where is he with? Do you think he's with Gwyneth right now?
Oh, he might be.
All right.
Babysitting Apple?
We'll give him his space, and when he's ready to return, we'll welcome him with open arms.
Yeah, by
and
the
plenty
way,
of questions.
By the way, Chris and I are the only ones still in the World Series conversation.
Oh, that's right.
You guys both said
in.
The Royals in five.
Yes.
No, World yeah. Series could end tonight, and if it does and the Giants win, Chris would win.
He said Giants in six?
He said Giants in six. I said Giants in seven.
So. Oh, I think you win.
We'll see.
KC has another win in them,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, they do. I think so, too.
I hope so.
And
that'd
they're
be fun.
Home, so.
Yeah.
Well, they're home for the next two.
Yeah.
Correct.
So KC could win it, and everybody will be wrong.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
I'm going for that one.
Yeah, that's the preferential one, because that way we don't know anybody anything.
Yeah, nobody knows baseball here.
Yeah, right. So we have not been betting on the creepy clowns, but this whole thing that started in Bakersfield, was it, has spread all over the world.
It is now a global phenomenon, if you will. Police in France have arrested 14 teenagers wearing the creepy clown costumes and walking around armed with guns, knives, and bats.
So they're taking it to a whole new level now.
A completely different level. Now, the creepy clowns here in California in the United States have not been arrested. They have not been armed. They haven't caused any ruckus or whatever. But these kids down in France decided just to walk around, and they thought it would be funny if they were armed. So they didn't do anything. They didn't rob anybody. All they did was freak people out.
Oh.
Because can you imagine this group of clowns coming at you?
With weapons?
Yeah. So they took them into custody for making threats on society.
Do they know, were they loaded, like loaded guns or just?
The story doesn't say.
Doesn't? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not.
I would hope not.
So, Jay, you're in your house, and I know you've got a gun locker in your house.
I do.
Or some way to secure your weapons.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you look out the window, and you see gun-toting crazed clowns headed in your direction.
Right.
Do you unlock your gun cabinet and assume the position?
Absolutely.
To take out the first clown that gets anywhere close to your house and points one of his weapons?
Oh, no. No, there is enough where I am situated that I am taking out the front row.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
The front row of clowns?
Oh, yeah.
You mean business.
Exactly. That's the way. You have to realize that I am preparing for the zombie apocalypse.
Well, that's as close as you might get, 14 clowns with weapons.
I mean, not the actual zombie apocalypse, but here in Southern California where we have massive earthquakes and we're due for a big one.
Yeah.
If it hits the fan and they can't get to my house, if emergency crews, or they can't turn on the lights for like a week.
Have you already dug the bunker?
No, there's no bunker.
How about the razor wire?
No.
You don't have that?
No.
Come on.
There are.
How quickly can you get that up?
In about 2 hours.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. We're prepared. We're prepared. Because if you can't get to stuff, what are you going to do? You're going to crawl your way through and protect your family. So if the family down the street doesn't have the supplies that I have,
they want yours,
they're going to come and get it no matter what.
Yeah,
that is the zombie apocalypse.
That's right.
That's what will happen. And
so you're not fighting off zombies. You're fighting off your neighbors.
Correct. In the event of an extreme emergency,
Because they're looking for Pampers and oxycodone.
Right. And God rest their soul if they step on my doorstep. That's the way it is. So if you're a clown.
What if they make the kid go up first to soften you up a little bit?
Oh,
like,
no.
Oh, the 3-year-old walks up to the door.
Bye.
Please help us.
Nope.
Let's say you're out.
Well, maybe I don't, I just kind of push them out of the way.
So, Jay, let's say you're out driving around this week.
Yes.
And a zombie walks out in front of your car. So even though you know zombies aren't real.
Right.
Okay, because I know you don't. You know that. You're worried about your neighbors.
Yes.
You know zombies aren't real.
I have that much, brain power.
And you know it's Halloween. You just might be inclined to run that zombie over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
45-year-old guy from Muskegon, Michigan. His name is Jeffrey Stiles. Was at a Halloween party Saturday night. He was dressed as a zombie. And at around 8:30... he decided to go into the street and scare drivers.
Oh, you're an idiot, sir.
Even though he's really old enough to know better.
Yeah.
Again, he's 45. So, Jeffrey walked out into the street and was promptly run over.
Oh, gosh.
And the driver kept going, and police haven't tracked him down yet. Jeffrey was taken to the hospital with, as the police say, non-life-threatening injuries.
Oh. He's lucky. Wow.
Yeah.
But, he may already be dead. And they think he had non-life-threatening injuries, right?
Could be.
Because if you're undead...
then running over is not going to do anything.
Is your life really threatened by your injuries?
Mm-mm. Yeah, that guy must have been drinking all day. Hey, guys, I got a great idea. I'm going to go out in the middle of the street.
Play in traffic.
Yeah, hopefully they got video of that.
Oh.
And this guy had video, and the police were hot on his trail, Aaron.
Yeah, they were. This guy, a 23-year-old man, led police on a chase. And I guess while he was doing it, he was filming a selfie video with commentary. And the video's only 30 seconds long, but he's, saying goodbye to people, his friends. He's saying he's being chased by the police. And then he says that he will probably be out in about 6 months. Well, I guess eventually he did leave the vehicle and he attempted to run, but they found him. And when the officers arrested him, he said, "It was a good chase, wasn't it?" So, and now I guess a judge actually watched the video because they did just sentence him and he'll be going to prison for at least 8 months. So not six, at least eight, maybe longer. And the judge said it was stupid.
How much time do you think today's police or law enforcement, just in general across the country, how much time do you think is wasted with law enforcement just shaking their heads in disbelief?
Oh, absolutely. That's quite a bit, I'm sure.
And we're paying for that.
Like, you know, I thought I saw everything, and then I saw this idiot.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
And it's getting idiotic and more idiotic.
Yeah, you're top of the list now, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, all right. Jay, we were talking about Halloween and zombies and all of that, and how's Florida doing?
It's a lovely state, Phil. It is a lovely, lovely state.
Uh-huh. And help us out when we use this portion of the program as a demo to enhance radio stations in Florida to take this program.
They're going to love it.
This is actually not too bad of a story, although a lot of our...
not typical Florida, you're saying?
Fantastic stories come out of Florida. A homeowners association out there just north of Melbourne says that there may not be any trick-or-treating this year for Halloween.
Oh.
Their neighborhood is being run over by feral hogs.
Feral hogs.
Feral hogs.
These are just hogs that are not anybody's domesticated pets, right?
These are wild hogs.
Oh, all right.
And they are just running rampant. They basically reproduce at such a high rate, they can't slow them down, and they ruin everything. They've torn up yards. They've taken out bushes and flowers and everything, and they have been seen in the middle of the street. Cars have hit them, all these things. So at Sawgrass, at Sun Tree, they now have a guy and his dog who have already captured, today is Tuesday, they've already captured 8 this week.
Wow, that's a champion hog catcher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's trying to get as many as he can so the kids can go out and get candy.
Aw, that's
how about
nice.
That?
Good luck, buddy.
They can have a good roast.
Oh, by the way,
right.
on the other age of the other end of the age spectrum, 45% of Americans over the age of 65 are now on Facebook. The other 55%, by the way, are on Snapchat sending topless selfies. I made that part up.
Not, I like it, though.
Not true. All right, healthy eating. Do you even want to do that? We're told every day to eat healthy. Well, we try, but it either doesn't taste great or the healthy fresh foods cost way too much money. Well, that way of thinking is about to change when you hear from our next guest right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Oh, we're going to make you hungry. Or we're going to make you quit eating food altogether with this next segment. I'm Phil. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. Aaron and Jay are here. Chris has the day off. All that healthy food out there, you want to eat it because you hear that you need to eat healthy, that you could, you know, you could kill yourself with all the food that you're eating. But you don't want to pay the hefty price for all that fresh food. You've seen it. It's expensive. Well, Annabelle Asher's book is called Whole Food at Half the Price, 30 Days to Healthy Eating Without Breaking the Bank. And she joins us live. And that book, by the way, Annabelle, thank you. It's in our store at philhewlettandfriends.com. If people like what you have to say, they should go and buy it in a hurry. We love to eat bacon and cheese and fried foods and take out fast food. Oh, fast food.
Oh, yes.
We don't have to give any of that up, do we?
Not necessarily.
Okay. So what exactly do you have in mind?
Well, what I noticed is when you go to the store now, if you've been shopping a bit, you'll notice that the prices are much higher this year than they have been in the past.
I've noticed that.
I mentioned this to someone, and they said lemons in their store were $1.19 a piece.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know what?
Just too high. It used to be you could get maybe 4 big bags, even at Whole Foods, for $100 or maybe $150 at Whole Foods. But
yeah.
Now if you spend... maybe $50 will get you a half a bag.
Yeah, I know it. You know what? I could save you the money on that right away. Two ways to do it. You could plant one of those dwarf lemon trees in your backyard and have some lemon in about 6 months. Or you just figure out where the people on your block are that have lemon trees.
Just steal some. Or borrow.
My suggestion is...
get to know those people. What's your suggestion, Annabelle?
Try to find some free food like that.
Yeah.
I mean, at gardening season, you can't give away zucchinis any place that I know of.
Oh, because they grow like crazy, don't they?
They grow like crazy, but even at the supermarket, the first thing to do is to stop wasting the food that you buy.
Oh, how, what do you mean?
Section on how to stop wasting food because it's just ridiculous.
What do I waste? Because I clean my plate.
But do you ever buy the big carton of milk and have maybe a quarter of it go bad before you get to it?
Oh, when it gets stinky and you just can't bear to pour it into your cereal?
Do you fall into the bulk buying myth that that's cheaper and... you only have 2 people eating a block of cheese that ends up half moldy. So
yeah.
It goes about $4 into the trash can.
Well, what do you do with that moldy cheese or that stinky milk?
You don't buy it to begin with because you actually pay attention to what you need before you buy it. So the first really big arm against high food prices is don't buy it unless you absolutely need it.
Yeah, well, see that. Okay, now you're making you, it's not often where I pick up almost immediately on somebody's logic, and I just did, and I just want to confirm that I have all the clarity I need on this topic. When I buy bulk and I get the two milks from the place where they charge you a membership, okay, I paid the membership price. I bought the two because I'm saving money initially because I bought in bulk, but I'm wasting because it goes bad before I finish it. So ultimately, I would be ahead if I went to the non-membership store and just picked up the amount of milk at whatever the premium price is and drink it all. I'd be ahead of the game.
You would.
Good for you, Phil. That was great.
Well, I am so proud of myself.
If it's canned goods, buy all the bulk you want. Paper goods, if you can stick them under your bed, great, but don't buy, let's say, blackberries in bulk because they go bad in about maybe 24 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Is it better than to shop more often? Do you think so things are fresh to shop more often? Will you actually spend less if you shop more often than you said buying so many things at once? Or
you will if you know what your particular needs are. You need to plan a little bit and watch yourself and know what you can buy in bulk because you're going to either be able to save it or go through it. If you buy, let's say you bought a whole chicken.
Yeah.
You can actually make that into three meals and freeze one of those meals and eat the other one for lunch.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? There's probably a lot of logic to go out there and shop as though you don't have a fridge or a freezer.
You better have a list or you will make serious mistakes and you'll end up spending twice as much. I know one woman... A couple, no kids, $1,500 a month.
Oh,
that's a lot.
Wow.
So you're already getting a big bump if you stop getting takeout and cook in bulk and then freeze half of it.
Yeah.
Because eating takeout is the most
wasteful. So it's a good investment to get a freezer for your garage.
Yes. And then you shop your freezer first. You have to know what you already have before you go to the store. You have to know who you're cooking for. If one of the people in the house is going to be gone all week, then you can't buy food for them because they won't be there to eat it.
Yeah. All right. Well, we figured out now this all makes sense, how to save some money. Give us some examples of foods we can swap out of our diet right away so that we can start saying we're eating healthy.
Okay. Get rid of all the prepackaged stuff.
No.
Jay, what?
Sorry.
Maybe, kind of dial that down slowly, but
wean yourself off of it, Jay.
Yeah, frozen pizzas are the best.
DiGiorno?
Yeah. Well. Or like the pizza rolls? I mean, I'm not going to. How dare you, lady?
Okay, keep one or two of them. But if you do all your shopping in the center aisles of the store where all the packaged stuff is and in the bad part of the freezer section.
Is it labeled as such?
No.
Welcome to the bad section of the freezer.
Finally, I'm so tasty.
Yes.
Yeah, like those frozen bags of shrimp. That's okay, though, isn't it?
That's better, because at least it's a whole food.
I
see what you're saying.
Explain that concept to us.
Now, you could snack on something like apples. Or pears if you don't like apples.
Yeah. Okay, but snacking is one thing. But explain that whole food concept. Give me two or three examples of whole foods and examples of something that is not a whole food.
Well, not a whole food would be, let's say, frozen, deep-fried, so-called chicken McNuggets or whatever the generic term for that is.
Okay.
Whole food would be whole chicken.
Yeah.
Take it and put on a little salt and pepper and maybe some garlic.
Yeah.
Put it in the oven for 1 hour at 400. It'll feed about four people or have leftovers.
But it's not a chicken nugget.
No, it's not. And
that's the problem that I'm having with your logic, miss.
They put some chemicals in there to make you addicted to
them.
Can
you make a healthy chicken nugget, though?
Yeah, right.
You might be able to, but it's going to take a little more cooking skill than a lot of people really want to get into.
Yeah. Now, your book talks about transforming us in 30 days. So it might take 35 or 40 days to get Jay off of the DiGiorno. But this is a process that everybody can do. What do you think?
I think anybody who really wanted to take the time could do it. If you're just not going to stop eating the fast food, a book isn't going to help you. But if you've been sitting around going, oh, geez, I'm getting fat, and I don't really like the way I'm eating, but I just don't know what to do because I'm tired when I get home. I can help you through that.
You know what I would do? I would pay somebody a little money. Here's the book. Give them that book, and I'm paying them the money. And so when I'm feeling like I don't have enough time to cook and I'm ready to – okay, I'm out the door to McDonald's or Carl's Jr., then they have permission to smack me about the head with the book. That's how the book can help, at the very least.
You know, that's very creative. I'm not saying you can't do it without some work, but if all you did was stop going to takeout and fast food four times a week, you'd still save something.
Help me understand something. And again, we're talking to Annabelle Asher. Her book is Whole Food at Half the Price, 30 Days to Healthy Eating Without Breaking the Bank. Why does fresh food cost more? Because they put all the, you know, the packaging and the chemicals and the preservatives and all of that stuff that goes into the not fresh stuff. It seems like there's more expense.
Oh, you would think so, except that the main ingredients of the packaged, pre-processed, and fast foods are actually really, really cheap things like factory-produced flour and sugar. So they take stuff like that and they add a little coloring and some chemicals to make you think you're eating a real meal, and then they call it food, but it's not.
You want to know something I ate the other day?
Yes.
You grade my healthy aptitude.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I didn't make it. My wife is she's chefy.
Okay.
You know? She's not like a white hat chef, but she knows how
close
to,
enough.
She knows how to cook stuff. She'll taste something and know exactly what all the ingredients are, and she can reproduce it. It's amazing. I can't do that. I don't know what's in it. I just know what it tastes. It's either good or bad, and
exactly.
I eat it either fast or slow.
Yeah, well, you're
if
a man.
If it's good, I eat it fast. If it's slow, it takes forever. Right? Yeah. Basic stuff. But she had some fresh kale, which no man ever has eaten. Right?
I see faces making faces, both of you.
Kale. All right. She put it in a pan and sprinkled something on it. I don't know, some kind of sea salt or maybe some olive oil or something. Stuck it in the oven and turned it on. Brought it out and she said, "Here you go, snack on these kale chips." I said, "What?" So anyway, I'm thinking, all right, I'll try anything once. So I stuck one of those. It was just a kale leaves, you know, all curly and crumbly. Stuck one in my mouth and it was delightfully tasty and chewy, and I'm eating kale. And the next thing I know, I finished the entire thing.
No, you didn't. You know,
I did. What?
Can
no.
you please hand over your man card now?
The winner.
Is that a winner right there? Kale chips?
No, there is a little thing that makes people waste food that has to do with trying to eat healthy when you don't know what you're doing.
Uh-oh.
That's what I call the fantasy diet. Buy a diet book, and it says you have to only eat cardboard and, you know, and newt legs or something for the next.
Newt legs.
Throw everything out in your house and get these things. So you dutifully do that and go get the cardboard and newt legs. And in about 24 hours, you're starving and you go back to the store to get what you were really planning on eating.
Them newt legs is tasty.
Which would probably be, you know, even worse than if you hadn't gotten the diet book to begin with.
You're delightful to speak with, Annabelle Asher, and your book is as delightful. It's called Whole Food at Half the Price, 30 Days to Healthy Eating Without Breaking the Bank. It's in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Annabelle, thanks for spending some time with us.
I've so enjoyed it. Thank you.
You know what else we love? I think universally, we all love Ripley's Believe It or Not. Am I right?
Absolutely.
The folks at Ripley's have a new book out, and this one's packed with unbelievable discoveries from around the world. And the guy who makes those discoveries joins us next. No kidding, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Believe it or not, you're listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. And we want to get right into this because I'm holding in my hands right now for the video, for those of you who watch us live or later, catch some of our videos on YouTube. Ripley's, believe it or not, has a book out. It's called Reality Shock. And just flipping through the pages, you can't stop because one page after the other. Am I right, guys? Jay, Aaron, you've looked through the book. It's just, holy crap.
Yeah,
every single page, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's creepy, creepy.
Joining us is the man with the best job in the world, Ripley's Edward Meyer. Is it Meyer or Mayer, Edward?
It's Meyer.
Ah, good.
Not being called the best job in the world. That is the best intro you could give me.
Well, describe it for us. What have you been doing the past 35 years?
What have I been doing the past 35 years? How about just today?
Oh, is that good enough? What happened today?
It might be good enough. Might be. I am looking at five new pieces to our collection today. It's been a bumper day.
Oh.
How about in the Halloween spirit of genuine vampire killing kit?
Vampire killing cat.
Kit.
Oh, kit.
Oh, kit. I want that cat.
To kill a vampire. Okay, so that's cool enough.
Yeah.
I hope.
Sure.
I hope. But this particular one, and this is only the second one I've seen like this, it looks like a book about vampires. So you put it on your bookshelf, and everybody reads the label and goes, ooh, that's a cool-looking book on vampires. You take it off your shelf, you open it up, and the vampire killing kit stuff is carved into the inside of the book.
Oh, that's cool.
And you've got your ivory cross, you've got a rosary, you got some garlic, you got a stake, you got a pistol with lead bullets.
A pistol's in there too. So the vampire can't find it. I mean, he's befuddled. He looks, oh, that's a nice book collection.
Yeah.
And he's likely to pass over the one on vampires. Like, oh, give me a break. A book on vampires.
A vampire killing kit, you know, is a nice wood box that's been custom made. Mm-hmm. It's got, you know, nice handles on it and stuff. And it's a fairly rare antique period, but this is only the second one I've seen disguised as a book.
Interesting. All right, so that's one of
your
new pieces.
Brand new today.
What else did you find today?
I'm kidding you. This is as new as it gets to the Ripley collection.
It's a bumper crop day. You found something else. What else?
And then I've got a guy that came in this morning with two kinds of wall art, a couple pictures made from pills, which are really creepy. Amy Winehouse from a bunch of pills. Just
that's sad.
Apropos,
it's not going to be bought, and that's even too creepy for me.
Yeah.
But the Angelina Jolie Disney character Maleficent from the new movie made out of pills is pretty cool.
Oh,
that's neat.
Then we got Michael Jackson, John Lennon, and Jimi Hendrix made out of dog hair.
Oh, I could probably help with that.
Yeah. You know, we all, you know, those of us who have dogs know what that's about. But the fact that somebody's collected that fluff off your floor and actually made art from it is, you know, a little on the creepy side, but really ingenuitive. And the Hendrix in particular is an absolute perfect likeness.
How about that?
Two-toned, white and black hair. And got the big afro and the mustache and the whole bit.
Beautiful.
Holy smokes. You know?
Yeah, about that. So will we be seeing these items anytime soon?
Well, you're definitely going to be seeing the dog hair. I'm still undecided on the pills because, as I said, it sort of freaks me out a little bit.
Well, I mean, that's what you're all about. I mean, this new book, Reality Shock, is filled with creepy stuff, isn't it?
It certainly is. And, you know, we produce a book every year, and there's usually some creepy stuff, but this one seems to have more than normal.
Well, we looked through the book, and we all have our favorites right here, and I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Please describe for us, sir, in graphic detail, if you will, what snot shots are.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
That's how bad they are.
Come on.
You picked the grossest thing we have ever published in our lives.
But of course he did.
And as one of the editors, we're almost a democracy around here. I go on record as I didn't want this in the book.
Oh.
I really think that is an offensive picture. But I guess it did its job if you picked it out of 500 great, cool, neat, fantastic pictures.
Well, that's the one.
It stood out for me.
Doesn't like.
It was unforgettable. It's one of those that you can't.
Slow motion photography showing a sneeze in process.
Yeah.
And there is liquid flying every direction.
You can't unsee it.
You can't.
I missed that one.
It's going to rest in your brain for quite a while. Yeah.
Now, Erin looked through there, too, and she's got a question for you about something in the book.
Okay.
I want to know about the living goddess, the Kumari. Like, what does that child goddess actually get to do? Do you know?
Nothing.
Okay. Oh, that's what I was wondering.
That's nice.
I don't know. It must be nice to be a goddess, I guess, is the lead-in. Chosen as a child to be a future representative. The belief being, you know, reincarnation, that this child is something special, has to be groomed to work into the goddess stature. Won't let her walk. You know, she gets carried around. Won't let her talk. She, you know, lives almost like a prison life existence.
Where is this?
Nepal and Tibet both do it.
So when she grows up and meets a guy, can you marry a goddess? Is that allowed?
Well,
wouldn't it be arranged over there?
It'll be an arranged marriage if it is, but I don't know the direct answer to your question.
Okay, that's good.
What dream wife right there? She can't talk.
The clock's rolling here. I want to make sure we get everything in. And Jay has
your words, Erin, not mine. But I can agree with you. No, I'm just kidding.
Jay, what did you see that stuck out for you in the book?
I am a huge fan of the female physique, and I was fascinated with the woman getting butt injections. What is this action?
You guys are a little on the offside today.
Well, I mean, what is this? I mean, these people are nutcases, right? You know that. When they walk into your office, you have to go, okay, you, sir, are certifiable.
There's two pictures in the book, and you probably like both of them, but there's one of a lady with butt injections, and her behind is monstrous.
It's a big butt.
Yeah.
And then there's another lady that claims to have the world's biggest hips. And I got to tell you, I look at the picture, I don't know where her hips are. She's just But between those two ladies, if somebody really believes that's feminine beauty, I'm on the opposite page.
Oh, boy. I can tell you one thing. I didn't think it was strange anymore. My daughter went to Seoul, South Korea, and sat down and had a plate of live octopus. But you've got a take of this in the book as well, don't you?
Well, we've got you guys are picking all the ones I'm not so keen on. But, the food chapter in all of our books tends to be, the one that gets the most reaction. You know, people going, I don't believe it. I wouldn't eat that. And I don't like to see pictures of it, to be honest, but I've eaten just about everything. And
I
ate octopus in a place called Guangzhou, China. And I really like octopus, but I usually like it grilled with some olive oil. But
because they'll try to kill you going down. That's for sure.
Live octopus can potentially kill you. If the suckers get stuck in your throat, you might have a problem.
Got to know what you're doing.
I am not really, no death wish here.
Ripley's Believe It or Not, Reality Shock, the new book. It's in our store at philhewlettandfriends.com. You got to get this one and check it out. Hey, that's it for hour one of our show. There's more to come, including the best, the scariest cemeteries around the world. And how mad can you get over a pork chop? Those stories and more coming up in our second hour of Phil Hewlett and Friends. And that's next.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends, and this is hour two of the talk show. where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about most. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others, and we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. This hour, you know you want to buy a sexy Halloween costume, don't you? But how about something related to Ebola? And still sexy. Yep, we got it. Plus, the best graveyards in the world just in time for Halloween. The friends are here, Aaron Myers, Jay Campidonia, and we are absent Chris Martin today as he gets over his bad breakup with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, he's taking it a little rough after being dumped.
That's right. Because, he wouldn't pass gas in her presence? Is that
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he wouldn't fart in front of her.
He seems too gentlemanlike for that.
He is, yeah. But considering all the Carl's Jr. he eats, I think he might be able to boil one of those up for her.
Oh, just saying boil one of those up sounds really wrong.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
Okay, sorry about that. I'll work on my romantic speak skills. All right, so let's get things rolling for the second hour, and... rolling is probably a good way to look at it, Aaron, if you were driving a supercar.
Yeah, but only one of six people is going to get to do that, or six people are going to get to do that. I guess Ferrari, their new car is so exclusive, only six Ferrari long-standing clients are going to get it. It's the Ferrari Sergio.
Sergio?
Yes.
After Sergio Ferrari, no doubt.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Oh, hold on. Google,
uh-oh.
Help me.
Uh-oh.
I just assumed it was a Sergio Ferrari.
But it's cost millions of dollars, of course. And they personally invited people to get one. And a lot of people wanted one. So they do have another design where they made, I think, 499.
Ooh, that's a pretty car.
Also.
It's got those, what do you call those doors that open upwards? The bat wing doors? Or
sure, the like Lamborghini style?
Yeah, what do you call that? The doors.
Awesome.
Yes, they are awesome.
It has those awesome doors.
Oh, yeah. Just Google that. That's what a gorgeous car, the Ferrari Sergio.
Yes, and only six people are going to have it, and we're not going to be one of those six.
No.
So
yeah,
we can just look and admire from a distance.
I wouldn't want a Ferrari in Los Angeles traffic, though.
You know, I've driven in one with a friend, and traffic's bad, and then bottoming out in them happens everywhere, too. So
yeah,
it starts to become a pain. You're like, wow, I look cool. And then you go clunk. So not as fun as you think.
Yeah. Sergio Ferrari, a retired Italian professional football player. In other words, he played soccer.
Oh, okay. Probably not of the Ferrari family. The Ferrari.
Although
family.
That's just the first one I found. I mean, there may
more.
Be another guy named Sergio Pinafiori. What's that? Help me with the the race car words.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
No, not at all.
Pininfarina. That's a racing name.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually associated with Ferraris.
Look at that. Yeah. You learn something every day on this show.
Yeah. That guy's name was Sergio. I'm certain of it. Not really.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. And did you say how much those were going to cost?
Millions. That's all it says. It's
millions.
It's going to be expensive.
All right.
Yes.
But if you have to ask, what the heck? All right.
Then you don't deserve one.
So you got a boyfriend right now?
I'm telling you, I'm going to convince her to sign up for Tinder. I am this close.
Yeah?
She's going to be on there soon, right?
I'm enjoying the single life now. It's been a while.
Oh,
so,
yeah?
Yes.
All right. Would you ever consider long distance dating?
You know what? I've done it before.
And how'd that go?
It ended.
Yeah. So well, Phil. Thanks for bringing that up.
Yes.
Jeez, as she takes the dagger out of her heart.
I know.
Thanks.
I'm still heartbroken. No, there actually was a study, though, that said that long-distance dating actually can be pretty good for people. They looked at 717 long-distance couples and then 425 geographically close couples, and they found out that the satisfaction level between the two is actually very similar. And in fact, long-distance couples seem to know how to nurture their relationship quite well.
Oh.
So not a bad thing. It just says there are some rules. You should schedule time to talk. You should visit, obviously, as often as you can. Use technology for virtual dates. I know a couple of people who do that.
FaceTime and...
Yeah.
People are getting very
creative.
Yeah, they're getting very creative with FaceTime. A friend told me about that this weekend, and I was just like, you can't stop. No more.
You know,
I don't need the details.
Yeah, the GF and I are on completely opposite schedules. She works there during the day. I work at night. And we have found that we talk so much. So the communication between mm-hmm. the two really has helped us advance
quickly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what they say, actually, in this article. But that communication is good between couples that aren't together all the time.
But, Jay, the video for the FaceTime.
Yes.
The streaming video, the quality is so much better when you're using the boss's server. Isn't that right?
No. What? No. Come on. Stop that. We don't do that.
All right. Okay. Fine. When I say the Breakfast Club or St. Elmo's Fire, what do you think of?
The saxophone in St. Elmo's Fire, that song is phenomenal.
Is that a Kenny Loggins song?
No.
Okay. I thought it might be. But a lot of people are mourning the death of Judd Nelson.
What?
Who was in both of those movies. A lot of people are mourning his death.
Yeah. He's the badass in Breakfast Club, right?
He was the bad boy in that. Okay. Yeah. Well, he's not dead.
Oh!
It's okay. It's okay. It was a hoax. And
you want some cigarettes, Johnny?
Yes. On Sunday, I guess, there was an article saying that the 55-year-old actor had been killed. And I guess he decided to joke around with it because this stuff happens a lot. So he did a proof of life photo from Sunday holding the Los Angeles Times. And he is alive and well. So nobody needs to worry about that. But he did have a little fun because they're always killing celebrities.
Proof of life photo. Can those just go viral? Can everybody start doing those? You know, like when people were planking or whatever that was called.
Oh, that's a good, the new trend.
Everybody should just start taking pictures with today's newspaper.
I like that idea. Yeah. Now, is he a drug addict of any kind? Is he, like, got troubles? Like, or did somebody just say randomly, Judd Nelson's dead?
Yeah, it's like you always hear in these fake sites of somebody died in an accident, or and then they have to go on and be like, no, they're okay.
Aaron, if somebody says Amanda Bynes is dead, I would believe that.
Yeah.
Because she's crazy and she's in a lot of, you know, trouble these days.
No, I don't know. It doesn't say where this one really came from, but he is fine.
Interesting.
Yep, he's okay.
Wonder how many TV and radio stations reported.
Oh, absolutely. CNN, probably.
I saw it pop up on something, and I was like, what? No.
Oh, in fact, here's CNN's John King apologizing.
Yeah, right? There you go.
We got it wrong.
Longstanding joke with my friend John King. All right. Moving along, we're not in Kansas anymore, Jay.
We are not.
What does that mean?
Good one. Okay. I missed
there was
the
a
reference.
Long pause.
I missed the reference right over my head. I'm just not a Wizard of Oz fan,
I guess.
The
look on your face was precious there, and I hope our crack camera director had the camera trained on you at that moment.
I had no idea what you were talking about, but yes, we are not in Kansas anymore. There is now a new smartphone app called the Dorothy app, okay? And what it does is it works with Ruby, and this little tiny square thingamajig fits on your heels or on your shoes.
Okay.
And it allows you to operate your smartphone by clicking your heels together like Dorothy.
Why?
Get
That's
it?
Just weird.
Why?
Right. Well, here's the thing. They say, number one, women can use it to fake a phone call. So if you're standing at a bar.
Do women need one more thing to fake?
I don't. Yeah. If you're standing at a bar or something to that effect, you can click your heels and your phone will ring. Oh, excuse me, I have to go.
It's an emergency. That's kind of awesome, actually. I like it.
Right? You can also order a pizza. And I think the best use of this is they are trying to partner with Uber.
Yeah.
So when you walk outside and you need a ride home, you can click your heels three times and an Uber driver will arrive.
That's
and take
cool.
you back to Kansas.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
Now you just need your slippers. Ruby red.
Oh, man.
I think it's kind of cool.
Okay,
interesting.
Fine.
I was thinking something completely different when you said Dorothy app, though. So, I don't know.
What were you thinking?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're going to find out.
Yeah. Mind gutter.
And let you know. Yeah. Mind directly to the gutter. But sometimes, you know, when you work hard, you get sweaty. You got one of those manual labor jobs, you know. You clock in and then the big whistle. You know, like the whistle they have on the Flintstones?
Right, when you're sliding down the dinosaur.
Exactly, and then you clock out, and then you're headed home. What if something happens before you head home, Jay?
Well, a Minneapolis company has come up with probably the greatest idea for their workers. Now, if you work a job where you don't have to actually, wear a suit and tie, 9 times out of 10, you have to fill out a time card. You have to clock in, you got to clock out, you got to sign this and sign that and click OK or do whatever. But time cards are a waste of company time. They're a waste of employee time.
I agree.
Everybody hates them, right?
I hate time cards.
But the bean counters love them. The bean counters want them. The bean counters need them. So employees have to fill out time cards. One company in Minneapolis has come up with a great idea to get their employees to do just that. When they submit their completed time card at the end of the week, they get a free glass of beer.
A glass of beer?
A free glass of beer.
So they got to hang around and drink it there?
Yeah, well, of course.
They're not going to give to-go bottles, I don't think, on those.
No, it's actually comes out of a tap. They have several taps. They've got 12 beers on tap.
This is in Minnesota?
Minneapolis, Minnesesota.
I
think it's fantastic. Yeah. It's actually an ad company, an ad agency. So when they go in and they have a lounge, you get to choose your beer, hang out. They say their timesheet completion rate has improved by 90%.
That's, I'm sure. So that you can't get the beer, though, unless they can officially prove you've signed your timesheet.
So you submit your timesheet into the machine, and then you have to swipe your card, like your key card or your access card.
Yeah.
They match the two together. Boom. Then you're allowed to pour your beer.
I could see this creating waves at home. You know, the significant other says,
smell like
it's
beer.
It's Friday night. Why don't you just pass up on the beer and get home? We got to go out.
Well, that's true, too. But, I mean, if you got nothing to do, a free glass of beer is not a bad
idea. Get your drink on before you get your drink on.
Exactly. Nothing wrong with a little pregame. Nothing wrong.
Actually, you might go home and your significant other is going to be like, you're in such a good mood because you had that one beer to kind of calm you down.
Great point, Aaron.
To see you now.
Yeah. Head out to the Halloween party. You know what? This year, Halloween's on a Friday, so that means that the adults have taken over the holiday completely.
Oh, Facebook and Snapchat are going to be unbelievable this year.
Kids, never mind. Get out of our way. It's ours this time.
No, it'll be sluts on parade. Guaranteed.
Exactly. And so all the sexy costumes that they have out there. And in the first hour, we talked about putting the two columns and coming up with comedy, where you connect the dots between two completely unrelated things.
Right.
All right, the sexy costumes, we're going to connect sexy with Ebola here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for listening. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron and Jay are here. Chris has the day off. And man, Halloween, it has become just the, I don't know, ladies, what's gotten into you. I mean, once a year, it doesn't matter how shy you are. Suddenly, you turn into an uber slut. On Halloween.
It's one chance to dress a specific way and get away with it.
I wouldn't say some, Jay. I would say a lot.
A majority?
Maybe not a majority, but...
Let's ask the only woman in the room what she will be for Halloween.
I'm going to be a responsible adult because I have to actually work the next morning very early. So I'll be going to sleep at 7, maybe handing out some candy, but that's about it. I don't think I've dressed up for probably 3 or 4 years.
No ripped fishnet, nothing like that?
Never. I think the worst I've ever been was a cute, sexy cat. And I wore pants. Not a miniskirt.
You know what?
Tight pants.
There may, in fact, be evidence of that online somewhere.
It's on Facebook, yes.
I'll be out for a few minutes.
Will you? All right. Okay, let's resume the program. But anyway, the Halloween costume is, I don't know, was this inevitable? And it doesn't make things any better. It's a bad situation around the world. But a Halloween costume company is now selling a sexy Ebola nurse costume.
That doesn't go together at all.
What the hell?
The company behind it started selling an Ebola containment suit costume a few weeks ago. And it actually took them this long to crank out a sexy version, and I'm surprised it took them that long, for people who don't fully understand the definition of sexy, apparently. The costume features a tight short white dress with a biohazard logo on it that says Ebola. It also comes with one of those hazmat breathing masks, eye goggles, and blue rubber gloves. Now, if you want this costume, and why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It'll cost you $60. Well, $59.99.
Wow.
And you can throw in another $49.99 if you want some stylish and sexy yellow boots to go with it.
Oh, God.
And you'll need to drop another $25 for express shipping. So let's see. Let's tally that up. $60 plus $135.
To be a sexy Ebola nurse.
Yeah.
To be a class act.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Really? You would sell your soul for $130? What's the matter with you, ladies?
Want to see what it looks like?
Here yeah, well, actually, do, yes, I do. Yeah. For research purposes only, Phil.
Check that out.
I just don't see how you can be an Ebola nurse when you actually have your arms and legs showing. Like, I feel like it should be a tight one piece almost that looks like a race car driver.
Well, like something.
Like a Catwoman suit.
Yes. But yeah. You can then put Ebola nurse on that, well, too, but I then mean, you're covered.
Right under the hazmat sign on the below the lapel, it should say, catch this.
Oh, Phil, look, add another $20 and you've got yourself a winner.
Yeah, personalize it a little bit.
Catch this. That's really funny.
You're going to be quarantined.
You're going to catch something.
Yeah.
Hey, earlier in the program, in the first hour, we were talking to the Ripley's Believe It or Not guy. And I have to believe they feel their competition is the Guinness World Record people. Because, you know, they put out the books, and it's a lot of crazy stuff. It's like the longest beard, longest fingernails. But here's something, Aaron, a little surprising.
Yeah, a woman named Julia Webb is now maybe going to be in the Guinness World Record book because she ran a 38.15 minute in a 10K run. It took her 38.15 minutes to do this.
Yeah.
While pushing a rent-a-baby in a stroller.
Oh, what?
A rent-a-baby. Apparently, she wanted to beat this record of running a 10K while pushing a baby, but she doesn't have a baby.
Oh.
So she had to first find a run that would let you push a baby in a stroller, and then she had to borrow a baby.
How do you...
Excuse me, miss. Can I borrow this for about a half an hour? Thanks.
How do you rent a baby? People actually have their babies on Craigslist or what?
I think with this, it was actually a friend's baby, but I mean, they had to really prep because it was a race that there was rain and it was cold, so they had to cover the baby up, and then people were asking her, well, maybe could you have gone faster if you used a smaller baby? So you never know. Maybe she could have had a better time.
Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
wow.
She now may be in the Guinness Book of World Records for running with a baby in a stroller.
Fun fact about the Guinness World Book of Records.
What's that?
Everybody want to learn something?
I do.
That book was invented to originally settle bar bets.
Hey.
Did you know that?
And because people would just kill each other.
Well, they would just like wolf their stuff. You know what I mean? Oh, my uncle has the longest beard. And then, oh, well, my uncle has the longest beard. And then they said, okay, well, let's get together and find the longest beard. And boom,
yeah.
The Guinness World Book of Records was born.
How about that? And where did you find this out?
I don't know.
Book instead of punches.
No,
I like
it's
it.
Like I was watching a documentary on something and it just stuck in my head. I go, that's a fun fact.
How about that? You know, Aaron, I'm a little disappointed with you today.
Uh-oh. Usually, what did I do this time?
Usually you have a story about a cute dog.
I know. I didn't get one today.
Nothing
no.
from you today. So that's why we have to hand over dog story duties to Jay. And Jay, how'd you do?
Duty. I found a dog story about a puppy named Ziggy out in England. Now, this is going to get a little graphic, and it's gonna maybe shock you a little bit. Somebody intentionally shot Ziggy with a crossbow.
Oh, no.
See, I bring in cute dog stories. He's bringing crossbow dogs.
Well, Ziggy survived.
Okay, that's good at least.
The arrow is millimeters from his brain, and two good Samaritans found him the other day out in the woods somewhere.
Oh.
They've brought him in, and they have carefully extracted the arrow. He's said to be doing okay. He's just recovering right now.
Are they going to keep him?
They're going to try to keep him. They're trying to find the owners because
yes.
they want to get to the bottom of it, but no tag, no chip, no anything.
Yeah.
So
somebody, it sounds like somebody used him for hunting bait,
which
is horrible,
right.
But that's what it sounds like.
He's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier. Does that make sense?
No.
Pit bull?
He looks like a pit bull, but he's not a full pit bull.
Okay. Pit bull mix.
Yeah. So, and you know, it might have been a hunting accident. I've known guys who have taken their dogs out hunting, and they're using shotguns
and
or whatever.
They accidentally shoot their dog.
Right. The dog is so excited to get the duck or whatever, they jump in the way of the shot on accident. So, I don't know. But, Ziggy will be all right. 2-year-old. little Ziggy. We'll
now,
okay.
Aaron, that, Jake, good job. But Aaron, that should be impetus enough for you to make sure that you hang on to dog story duties from this point forward.
Yes. I need to find sweet dog stories.
That was a sweet dog story. He's going to survive. That's nice.
But first, he had to get shot in the head with a bow.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll do dog duty if you do fast food duty.
I'm all about fast food.
Yeah, okay,
I can handle that.
Because that's what I usually bring to the table, and I don't have any of those stories today.
Dogs and fast food, in either case, it leads to duty.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, in a PSA you've seen about smoking, they talk about cigarettes can kill you 100 different ways, but apparently that number is actually 101. Sunday morning, a guy lit a cigarette before he backed out of his driveway. This happened in just outside of Denver. While he was backing up, the cigarette dropped down the front of his jacket. So he panicked, tried to jump out of the van to get the cigarette out of his shirt, but he forgot to put the van in park. So the van... knocked him over, and he backed over his own head.
No!
Oh, my
come
gosh.
On. No!
That's true.
He's laughing at the ones where people die.
Oh,
that's
why
we found this one out.
Terrible.
Did he survive?
He is expected to survive.
Okay, thank goodness.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So all right.
Makes me feel better. You can laugh now. I'll
hey,
give
of course,
you that.
Halloween this Friday, what better place to visit to get your fill of ghosts than a graveyard? Our travel guy joins us next with his favorite cemeteries around the world, right here on Phil Hewlett and Friends. Thanks for listening. It's Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil. Aaron and Jay are here. And Chris has the day off. We believe he's going to have the next program off as well. And then he'll be back stronger than ever. You know what mashalagnia is?
Say it one more time.
No.
Mashalagnia.
Mashalagnia.
No.
Now, this is according to Wikipedia, so take it with a grain of salt. But mashalagnia is a sexual fetish where you're attracted to armpits.
Wow.
Thank you, Wikipedia, for that one. We don't
it's
know. Just
that's a
whatever.
Weird name for it, too. I
yeah.
wonder where that came from.
Yeah.
Mashalagnia.
Can't you
I think more like stinky or something.
You can't work armpits into it somehow?
No. People are weird, man.
Yeah. Weird, weird, weird. Oh, one more thing. Back when TV was only black and white, and this is a more reliable source, by the way. It's the New York Times.
Oh.
Okay.
Which is reliable about half the time.
Hey, yeah.
Which is better than the Wikipedia. But back when TVs were only black and white, 75% of Americans said they only dreamed in black and white. Now less than 12% of people say they dream in black and white.
That's interesting.
So
that's
what,
really interesting.
What did people dream? What were their dreams like before TV?
Boring?
Yeah.
Did they dream
thing.
In radio?
Very dull.
Yeah, right.
Or dream in wireless back then.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. Of course, Halloween's a scary time of the year, and it's because people like to get scared. They like to find ways to freak themselves out. They go to haunted houses, or they have midnight picnics in graveyards.
Oh,
you ever do that?
No.
I bet our travel dude, Gary Warner, has done that, and he joins us live now. Gary.
Hello.
Scary.
You've been all over the world, and there are graveyards all over the world. And I have to imagine, I mean, the whole Transylvania thing, somewhere in Europe, I bet, is where you'd like to start with a scary graveyard.
Well, one of my favorite graveyards is the Père Lachaise in Paris. It has a number of famous French composers and artists. But it's probably most famous for an American who died in a bathtub very early in his life, and that is Jim Morrison, the lead singer of The Doors.
Oh, he's actually not selling hot dogs at a stand out in Woodland Hills?
You can always find him because people have painted just about every grave around the area with arrows to his grave.
Oh.
It's covered with drawings and flowers and all sorts of fragments of things, and of course, Doors paraphernalia. But it's a old cemetery with sort of a new kick to it.
Hmm. I'll say, and it's a shame that people have to desecrate everybody else's grave marker.
Yes, it is. And there was a time where evidently you don't get grave sites there forever, that the lease was running out on the grave, which makes for an interesting idea about what evictions are like.
Yeah.
But there was a talk about having Morrison move back to the United States. That way they could clean up the graveyard and everything like that. But I think the people who ran the graveyard realized that, the cemetery realized that one of the things that brought in people to see all the other things was the Morrison.
Yeah, is this cemetery there in Paris, is it anywhere close to the catacombs?
It is a little bit north of it.
Because that's a scary place, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The catacombs are very scary, and you can have those in Paris and also in Rome. In Rome, there's a catacombs which are filled with monks' bones and all these fancy designs. And over the top of it, let me see if I can get this right. As you are, we once were. As we are, you will be.
Ooh.
Basically telling people that you're
going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's all underground, too, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It's all underground.
Which makes it even
scary.
More creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing place.
You know, another amazing and creepy place, if you visit New Orleans, they have these tours, like voodoo tours and witch tours. And
oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and you see all the scary houses around the area. I forget if it's voodoo or witch, whichever it is. But there's quite a ghoulish history in the New Orleans area, isn't that right?
Yes. Yes, there is. And it's mostly voodoo and a little bit of vampirism. Anne Rice, the author of Interview with a Vampire and those books. She lives right off of the main drag that goes through the outskirts of New Orleans. So that adds a little bit of an extra, bit of inspiration there. But because the water table is so high in New Orleans, you dig down just a little bit and you get water. All the graves there are, for the most part, above ground. They're in crypts. Mm. So you get these sort of cities of stone that you're wandering through. In fact, there was a time when they were having some budget troubles, and there were a lot of muggings and stick-ups going on in the cemeteries. Mm-hmm. People would go there to see the cemeteries, but there would be these huge obelisks that bandits could hide behind and come out and ask you for your money.
Ooh,
scary. I don't think they ask you for it.
Yeah. No.
No.
Just saying.
It's more like they tell you.
Yes. Yeah. They demand it.
They demand it.
Yeah. How about something closer to our part of town? We're in Los Angeles.
If I had to pick one city that has the most interesting cemeteries, it would be Los Angeles.
Yeah.
All the maps of the stars' homes, that you can get up on Hollywood Boulevard, how they often are out of date because the stars have moved. Well, a map of the stars' graveyards, for the most part, they're still there. They're still resident at where they're listed.
Yeah. Hollywood forever.
My favorites, probably a lot of people have heard of the Hollywood Forever cemetery, which reopened in 1998, and the folks who own it now have made it into a bit of a tourist attraction. They show movies in the summer on the lawn against the side of the huge mausoleum.
Yeah.
They have all sorts of tours. But it backs right onto the Paramount lot. So this was once the graveyard of the city. So not only do you get all the movie stars, but you also get like Otis Chandler, the owner of the Times, and things like that. But yeah.
So if you're sitting there on a picnic blanket, watching a movie on a Saturday night in the graveyard, I mean, who are you likely laying next to? Any notable dead celebrities?
They actually keep the people off of the actual grave. You don't get to, spread your blanket on top of a crypt or something like that.
But, but just the same, you get to lay down near somebody famous. Is Marilyn Monroe over there?
No. But the first famous grave in Los Angeles is there, and that's the grave of Rudolph Valentino.
Ooh.
Who was this giant heartthrob during the silent period. And after he died, this mysterious lady in black would come and visit the cemetery and his grave every year. And so there was this, big, huge deal about the lady in black and why does she come and everything like that. I don't remember what the final outcome on that was. There may have been multiple ladies in black. But you also got Bogart there. You got Jimmy Stewart. You've got Clark Gable, Errol Flynn. Yeah. But it's also a modern place, and then it has Dee Dee and Johnny Ramone from Bones. And it was also where George Harrison was cremated after he died, and his ashes were taken away.
Now,
and
Gary, do they give you like a map of the stars when you walk in there, so you can walk around and visit these different graves? Oh wow, cool!
Yes, they will. So you can go see like find Mel Blanc's grave, which says "That's all, folks."
Oh, yeah, but none of that is really all that scary. Do they allow you in like at 12 o'clock at night, or you know, midnight?
At organized times, they do, and it's very much the most tourist friendly one. The other one, we can come back to this one if we wanted, but the other one that is also famous is Pierce Brothers Westwood Memorial Park. It tries to keep the decorum. In other words, it doesn't allow organized tours. It doesn't allow filming and things like that. But it realizes that people want to come and see this graveyard. And that's the one that has Marilyn Monroe's famous crypt, where Joe DiMaggio would put the flower.
And there's no graffiti or otherwise desecration in that area.
No, and neither of those. And you know, the great thing about Hollywood Forever is that the folks who bought it in 1998, probably the only way to keep that place up was to make it a little bit of a tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Because the families of the people who are buried there, for the most part, it had been several generations. They weren't getting people paying for the upkeep anymore.
Yeah.
And now it's you know, a cool place to be buried.
Now, here's the scariest thing you can do. I mean, you know what the Mile High Club is, right?
Yes.
I mean, there are people who also want to, well, I don't know. Go.
Are you telling us something about your private life here?
No, I've not done this, but I've heard that lots of people do aspire to have, let's say, sexual relations in a graveyard. And is that something that is encouraged, frowned upon, or otherwise?
I'm
does
sure
it
they
happen?
Love it.
Is there
sure,
a package offered at some point?
Is this weekend a big weekend for that sort of thing to happen?
There's a package offered, but I'll tell you, some of these huge, huge graveyards.
Yeah.
Like in New York. And in London and in Paris, you could probably do whatever you wanted to and nobody would see you because there's not a lot of people around.
Yeah.
As long as you're not, if you try to do it at Jim Morrison's grave.
Oh yeah, that'd be too obvious.
You know, you'll end up on YouTube by the end of the day.
But scary as heck, I should say. Just imagine, it must be a different level of thrill, especially if you're snuck up upon by a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the act.
That could be part of the package deal right
on
there.
On Halloween, right.
Yeah.
Talk about your
scary.
Right.
I wanted to tell you, that's why I sound a little odd today, is that, you know, you remember that Rod Serling episode where the guy kept on getting calls from the dead relative?
Oh, the Twilight Zone.
Yes, Twilight Zone. Thank you. And then they traced it to the phone line that had dropped off of the pole and had gone down into the graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm speaking to you from today. That's why we don't have the wonderful world of Skype. I'm down here with a payphone underground, and I'm hoping someone will come and dig me out.
Stay safe.
Gary Warner from the Crypt. Well, thank you very much. Our travel guy with some scary Halloween thoughts about graveyards around the world.
You know,
thanks.
Just one last plug. Always look at the Hollywood Forever's website. They have great things go on around Halloween, show a lot of great movies. It's a fantastic place.
Go easy on the candy, Gary, and we'll talk to you next week.
You got it. Bye.
All right, there he goes. Well, that's fun. He's got a good sense of fun, sense of humor.
Yeah.
You think he's done that thing? What do they call it, the Mile High Club, but what do you think they call the graveyard thing? Do you think they have a name for it?
They have a name for it, yeah.
6 Foot Under Club?
Ooh, yeah.
There, see? Now you're talking some sense.
Every once in a while.
Yeah,
I'll surprise you.
We need that. Okay. Next up, an epic fight over a pork chop here on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. It's Phil Hewlett and friends, and by the way, we've just realized that the Web Munchkins have uploaded a photo of the sexy Ebola nurse costume to the show fun page at philhewlettandfriends.com.
Yes, impress your friends with how classy you are and wear the sexy Ebola costume for only $135 plus express shipping.
Yeah, it's right next to the video of the wife with tweezers pulling the bug out of the guy's ear.
Oh, from last week. Oh, God. So
you still haven't watched it.
No.
It's not that bad.
No. No, thank you.
A little bit wimpy here.
You know what is bad, though, is when people lose their temper over silly things, Jay.
Well, that is very true. Now, this is not necessarily a silly thing. Pork chops are not to be messed with.
Take it seriously.
That's damn right. Now, I love pork chops. Everybody loves pork chops. Now, imagine being invited over to your family member's house, and they've got a barbecue full of pork chops, right? Everybody's drinking beer. Everybody's having a good time. It's a backyard barbecue with nothing but pork chops. Well, one guy got upset because he only got one pork chop, and his nephew got three pork chops.
Well, that's hardly fair. Well,
so right, exactly.
Yes, they should have split it down the middle, two each.
So he went over to his nephew and was like, hey, cough one of them up. I like pork chops. You like pork chops? Let's make a deal here. Nephew said, no way, and a fight broke out. Now, as in the struggle, they're beating each other up over the pork chop. Family members are scattering, trying to get out of the way. One guy grabbed a baseball bat.
No.
Oh.
Another guy grabbed a butcher knife.
It's inevitable.
The guy who had the one pork chop stabbed his nephew in the stomach for having the three pork chops. He had to go to the hospital. He said to be fine. The other guy has been busted and is currently sitting in jail.
No kidding. Do not mess with pork chops.
No. It's not in that family, evidently.
See, my first thought when you said that, you know, they were fighting would be to go in and take the pork chops. And then you get them all, and they're still fighting. Not to stab each other, though.
How old is Uncle Pork Chop and the nephew?
40-something. Nephew is 20-something.
So both old enough to know better.
Yes.
Okay.
They must have a history. Somebody's gotten under each other's skin.
Yeah. That came out of the great state of Florida.
Thank you, Florida. Did you know that the bacteria population in just your mouth is larger than the entire human population on Earth?
Ew.
Makes you want to smooch somebody, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just think about that. All sorts of situations in life where mouth bacteria comes to mind.
Jesus, Phil.
Like that guy who was the mayor of Toronto, the guy with all the drug problems and the drinking problems and all of that.
Yeah.
Just think when he's talking, he's got to be spitting, right?
Well, and just spewing mouth bacteria from the words he's saying,
yes.
Probably. But no,
but now he'll be doing that in private instead of public life. Isn't that right, Aaron?
Rob Ford, yes. Well, I guess they elected a new Toronto mayor, and his brother, Doug Ford, was running as well, but he did not win, I guess.
Oh.
Yes. So the Ford family, no one will be mayor in Toronto, but a guy named John Tory, he's the former chief executive of a major cable company. He is now the new mayor of Toronto, but don't worry, Rob Ford did get elected to something else. He is now on city council where he started his career, and he says he's thinking about running for mayor again in 4 years. So he will be heard from again.
City council, so he'll still be at the council meetings making noise.
Yes.
And spewing his mouth bacteria.
Everywhere.
Is the new mayor on crack?
So far, no word on that, but nothing
bar
yet.
Is high.
No.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
You can probably get away with a lot now if you're the Toronto mayor.
If Toronto's going to be in the news, this guy's got a lot of work to do.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't even think of it that way. That's true. That's
all
funny.
Right. Hey, we were talking about dead people and cemeteries and all of that, and how in some cases they're just there's no room for people anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why not just get cremated? And in the meantime, if you've got the equipment at home, you could prepare things ahead of time, right, Jay?
There's a company out there now with 3D printers, and they're making custom urns, Phil. And this is the cool thing. Anything that you think that the deceased would like to be buried in, they can create. They can even create...
What?
A 3D image of their head.
No. Ah.
And then you can pour the ashes into their head and then bury the head. But they will do anything.
Or keep it on your mantle.
Yeah, exactly. A piece of furniture or a state park or anything that you can think of that the deceased would want to be buried in, they can make it. Now, they say that they're pretty expensive. They're about $2,600 right now. Okay.
Wow. All
That's
right.
a full-size bust of someone's head, $2,600. But they can do – if they had like a favorite armchair,
yeah,
you can create an armchair. Huh. If they were some sort of – you know, like if they're a football player, you can create a football, things like that. So prices range. I think this is a great idea. It takes the – it makes the funeral, which is, you know – terrible, but you know, cremating somebody, it takes the personality right out of it. This puts the personality right back into it, don't you think?
I think at my funeral, I think by then the 3D printers ought to be up for this. I think an entire row at the service ought to be 3D me.
What?
Just sitting in one row. Just
mourning yourself?
Like 12 of me in suits, you know, just sitting there. Or I'm in various outfits. Maybe
with like different
Like board shorts and flip-flops, yeah. You know, one. And another guy in a tuxedo. But it's me.
The 12 facets of Phil?
Yes.
Ah, I like that.
All in the front
like
row
that.
At my funeral.
That's
3D
weird.
Images of me. Not images, but actual me. 3D me's.
I've never thought of that.
How about that?
But what would you want to be buried in? If you could think of something, what
I'm
would you want to be
calling my attorney.
In?
What
like
would
if
I
you had a 3D printer, what would you want to be cremated and poured into?
Oh.
Like a radio mic?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe a fast food container?
that would be Jay.
Hey, can we end on a nice note? A 4-year-old boy in Utah, his name's Ethan Van Leeuwen. He has cancer and doesn't have much time left. So last week, his entire community celebrated Halloween early so he could trick-or-treat.
Wow.
They also had a parade for his fifth birthday. And they celebrated Christmas early with more than 150 people singing carols in his front yard.
Oh, wow.
That's very sweet.
Isn't
that
great.
Nice? Isn't it? You get the nice stuff here, too. Hey, we like your comments. Click contact at our website, philhewlettandfriends.com. We're on Twitter, @FafShow, and on Facebook, @PhilHewlettAndFriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark, our producer, Brooke Peterson, and our assistant in training, Richard Freifeld. For Aaron Myers, Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.